This weekend, Lil Buck and Cedric Watson. Other upcoming events include a Led Zeppelin Hoot Night and the second annual Bluesberry Festival. Show details and dates can be found online at bluemoonpresents.com.
Good morning. It's time for the Medicine Ball Caravan here on KRVS 88.7. I'm Cecil Doyle. And coming up this hour, we'll be talking to Rachel Netterveld of the Tipitinas Co-op, the local chapter. It's back in operation, and we'll be talking about that, as well as a show that will be happening this Friday evening at Artmosphere with the group Imagine I Am and others. We're going to start off with a trio of brand new albums this hour. We're going to hear out of West Virginia the group The Phantom Six from their new release Plastic Rain, as well as the second album from King Tough. But let's start off with Joey Ramone. Yes, Joey has been long gone, but he's got a brand new album called You Know, and this is I Couldn't Sleep.
I couldn't sleep at all last night. Well, I was tossing, I was turning, I was rocking and a bopping. I couldn't sleep at all last night. Put on my MTV, the German birds and me. Oh, I couldn't sleep. Well, I was sleeping, I was flopping like a fish out of the water. Rocking around, baby, yeah, 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 yeah. Sweet, I was looping the loop. Couldn't work, oh, no, such luck. Somebody help me, but I'm digging out my knees. I couldn't sleep. I said, baby, 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 oh, I couldn't sleep at all. I said, baby, 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 I couldn't sleep at all. Somebody help me, please. I'm being on my knees. Oh, I couldn't sleep. Yeah, I didn't want to be alone. I didn't want to try. I didn't want to see you, baby, baby. Sipping, I was swapping, I was reeling in a rocking. I couldn't sleep, baby, yeah, yeah, yeah. Walking the dog, I was steadily roller coasting. I couldn't sleep, nah, nah, nah. Somebody help me, please. I'm begging on my knees, yeah, I couldn't sleep. I said, baby, 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 baby.
I'm
New from King Tuff, the second album. Actually, the debut of King Tuff came out in 2008, but the second release is out now, and it was, again, Bad Thing. Before that, the Phantom Six doing Coriana from Plastic Rain, their brand new release, and Joey Ramone began the program this morning with I Couldn't Sleep. Man, I can hear you about that. You know, his Joey Ramone's new album is, I think, a sort of lost album. Folks came back in, they did some remixing, some re-recording, and it's out now, brand new, from Joey Ramone. Time to look for the weather. Time to look at the weather for the KRVS listening area. Sunny today with a high of about 88 degrees, northeast wind at 5. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 63. And on Friday, sunny with a high of 88. Currently, it's fair and 83 degrees here on the campus of UL Lafayette. A reminder that on Saturday, the Friends of Music will be presenting a fundraising event at 7:30 p.m. in Burke Hawthorne Theater here on the UL campus, just down the hall from the KRVS studios. It will feature vocalist Sean Roy and the Garth Alper Trio performing Hollywood Jazz, a concert featuring songs from the silver screen. For more information, you can call 482-6012. And again, that will happen on Saturday evening, 7:30 p.m. in Burke Hawthorne Theater. Also, the Acadiana Center for the Arts presents the final in their Jazz at the Center series with Dr. Michael White. That will take place Friday evening at 8 p.m. For more information and tickets, you can drop by the box office, 101 West Vermilion Street, downtown Lafayette, or give them a call at 337-233-7060. With me in the studio, I have Rachel Nederveld. Rachel is has taken over and is back as part of the local chapter of the Tipitina's Co-op. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning, Cecil.
Now, tell us a little bit about the Tipitina's Co-op, and how did you get this started here a few years ago?
I did. The Tipitina's Co-op is through the Tipitina's Foundation, and it's one of their many programs. This one is geared, it's kind of an economic development program for artists, digital media artists. So basically what we are is we are anything that a musician, a filmmaker, a graphic designer would need in terms of running a business. We have conference rooms, we have Macs that have software, Pro Tools, Final Cut Pro, Adobe Creative Suite, the web suite, and then we also have workshops, we have basic internet, we have an empty office that you can just bring your laptop in and work in if you need to. We have a drum set so you can bring your own instruments in and track live music, and then we also have a workshop component that has been widely successful. We have industry leaders throughout the area, not just Acadiana, but even further, come and teach workshops on kind of anything. I'm working on getting a tax workshop together for freelancers. We have managing ones, ones on how to light for film on the cheap, all sorts of things. And then we're also starting an artist in residence program where people can apply to actually have their own studio to work in, because I know a lot of times it's one of the things that people need and just can't afford whenever they're freelancing and trying to do it on their own.
Now, is this also done in New Orleans? Did they approach you? Did you approach them? How did this get started here in Lafayette?
Well, there was ones in New Orleans, Baton Rouge, Alexandria, and Shreveport, and I had actually just moved back to town about 3.5 years ago, and the job came open, and I actually happened to have worked at a record label that my boss at the time was a huge fan of, and so we kind of hit it off that way, and I just ended up with the job, I guess. Mm-hmm. But I opened it and ran it for a couple years. I left to do some freelance projects on my own, and I recently came on board trying to expand the foundation and start some more programs here and kind of make it more than what it has been in the past.
Now, where is the co-op housed currently?
It is 203 Jefferson Street, which is on Jefferson. If you're downtown, it's just before the underpass on the corner. It's on the third floor, and the first two floors are actually four studios, which is a new new film studios that are coming to town, and so it's kind of a great synergy between them and us, having a lot of creative film and music and all sorts of post and pre-production stuff going on in the building.
Well, I'll tell you what, something like this is needed in this town just about more than anything. I mean, and it's great what's happening. I'm hearing there's more and more news about downtown being developed as sort of an artist center. And, I'm just really excited about the prospects of things like this continuing and going on here in Lafayette. Well, exciting. How can one get in touch with you to become part of this? Now, I would imagine there's a fee to use the equipment and all that, right?
Right. It's $15 a month to be a member, and you can just come by and sign up. You can call. Our number is 534-0951. You can email me, Rachel@tipitinas.com, or just come by 203 Jefferson Street.
Wow. Well, anyway, I'm glad to see that this is back up and running, and we hopefully many musicians and filmmakers can take advantage of this. And you know, I just love what's going on in Lafayette. I mean, 20, 25 years ago, this would have been inconceivable. Now there's just so much talent. This new generation has just embraced the arts more than anything I've seen in my years here in Lafayette. So this is a great thing happening.
And you know, one of the things is there's not a lot of support. There's a lot of musicians here, and there have been for a long time, but there's not a lot of the support they need, booking, managing, all that kind of stuff. So that is one of the things that we're working on too, is, you know, giving them the support in those areas, and then also helping educate people who want to start doing that on their own, so they don't have to go to LA and New York, Chicago, wherever else, but we can keep it here.
Mm-hmm. Now, you also, to tie it in with this event, there will be a free show happening this Friday night at Artmosphere.
Yes,
now, what is this all about?
Well, part of our concern for the people that we're working with is also, of course, health is part of it. There's healthcare problems, but then also just the fact that a lot of musicians work in bars, make their living in bars where they're smoking, and you know, the effects of secondhand smoke are very considerable. So we have partnered with Let's Be Totally Clear and the Louisiana Cultural Economy Foundation to have a free show tomorrow night, and we have a bunch of musicians locally, some of the younger non-Cajun generation, Zydeco generation, to come out in support of the fact that, you know, they also would like to see venues non-smoking for their own health, for their own benefits. So Imagine I Am is one of the bands playing, and then we also have The Pits and Christine Pierce. So we're really excited about that.
Now, the purpose is just to get the word out, because, I mean, the fact that you're not charging anything to get into this, I guess the main drive is just to get the word and to sort of maybe make this grow, this whole movement towards the towards non-smoking in bars and public performance places.
Right.
So so anyway, we have members of Imagine I Am in the studio with us. We have Chad and Carolyn Falk, as well as Ian Guidreau. Welcome, guys.
Hi. Thanks.
Now, who's going to be the main spokesman here? Let me talk to Chad, since I've spoken to him before. Let me get your microphone.
Hey.
Hey, Chad. Mm-hmm. So, tell us a little bit about Imagine I Am. I know I first encountered you guys probably about, what, 2-3 years ago at the little festival.
Geronimo.
The Geronimo Festival, yes, that had the last one that happened about 2-3 years ago. And I was just floored. I mean, the originality, I don't know how to describe what you guys were doing, but it reminded me of sort of a mixture of say, contemporary dance music mixed with what was going on in New York in the late 70s, the No Wave movement, where people were just really getting experimental and unusual instrumental accompaniment, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. You guys floored me with that, and you put out one recording at least, right, so far?
Yeah, before the band, I put... a record came out. Like, I did solo. I recorded solo for probably 5 years before the band.
Mm-hmm. As Bad Chad, right?
Well, as Imagine I Am.
Oh, okay.
And Bad Chad.
Uh-huh.
And a record label in the UK put out a record. And I just... I've always had this band and that band, but finally put together the band based on my solo recordings. And the band just pretty much learned whatever my songs I had, and formed a band.
Now, has it always been the group of people? Who is in the band right now?
See, me and my wife, Carolyn, and Ian Guidreau's, and Dallas Griffin, and Bryson.
Also known as Dallas Griffith.
What?
That's the second. Dane DeVillier last time called him Dallas Griffin on the air.
So, yeah, it's five of us.
And tell us a little bit about the instrumentation. Well, Carolyn, tell us about the instruments that you play in the group. What do you do as part of the band?
Well, I play the piano and also acoustic guitar, but it's... my job was to listen to Chad's songs, and he writes everything with his mouth. So
wait, he writes everything with his mouth. So
everything.
He's
except
scatting,
for percussion.
He's scatting the licks, and you're just transcribing them, I guess.
Right. I translate, like, his, what we call mouth melodies, and listen to him and come up with, you know, because the piano is a very straightforward instrument, so I can really get a good bass for the other guys to listen to, and then they write their guitar chords and bass lines kind of from there. So it's a lot of fun. It's such a challenge, and I think that's why we all enjoy it so much, because we really get into it, and we put a lot of time and energy into it.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. Just from listening to the records, I've never even considered that that's how Chad would come up with the songs, basically, because a lot of times it doesn't even seem like you're singing in the English language, Chad.
Yeah.
It's like a language all its own.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
I like poems, or I'll read a poem, but when it comes to music, when lyrics kind of take over and grab your attention, it just turns me off a lot. So a lot of times I just bypass that process with the music too, and when I'm singing and the vocals, I just keep the thinking out of it, like the messages and the thoughts of what I'm saying, and it's about like how, it's about music, just music.
Yeah, and it's totally free form, but out of that free form, this comes a shape and a form that sticks. And it's just a great concept, and I loved everything I've been hearing so far. And in a couple of moments, we're going to listen to a couple of brand new tracks that you're going to debut right here on KRVS. Mm-hmm. Now, Ian, tell us about your job in Imagine I Am.
My main focus is bass. I also do like electric guitar and some percussion. But for the most part, it's just, I guess, just bass and vocals and just keeping up with Chad.
Now, how did you hook up with him? Well, you were playing with other groups, or you still are playing with other groups, aren't you?
For a while, I was in a few instrumental groups in, like, late 2000s. I met Chad just randomly at Artmosphere, and we got to talking. And I want to say they needed a replacement. Chad gave me a phone call maybe like a week or two later. I showed up and we just kind of started hashing it out. We tried it as a four piece, and then it ended up becoming a five, and it just got a lot more full.
So how long does it take you? I mean, I would guess this answer varies, but how long does it take you guys to put a song together? Because they seem somewhat complex. I mean, what I'm saying is, are they sort of developed all in one sitting, or just like every time you play, like somebody will have an idea and like, let's add this to, you know, I mean, is there like a long process in the, you know, the composition parts of the tunes that you guys do?
Well, basically, all the songs are already written from beginning to end, so it's just all in Chad's voice.
Before you get together with the rest of the group?
Yeah, Chad just writes music constantly, like 24 hours a day.
Wow.
So, and then we'll sit down and listen to what Chad's got going on, and we'll pick a song that we want to kind of, you know, attack. And we burn CDs for everybody, and everybody just memorizes their parts and kind of works on it. And then we get together and try, you know, different sounds to match what his mouth is doing, and we try to make it sound as much like the original recording as possible. But as far as parts, everything is already written.
Wow.
Everything from beginning to end, you know, it's just checking in with Chad and seeing if he likes.
Well, that's interesting, because it sounds like a lot of those different sections of the songs would have been done out of out of just free association, just
cool.
that you know, one day we'll play it, oh, let's try this. But that's great. I mean, there were, you know, that's the way Pete Townsend would have songs for The Who. He would record all the parts, kind of show them to the guys, like, this is what I want, and then they would, you know, improve upon what he had originally his vision, you know.
So
this is totally a Chad vision. Well, let's listen to one of the new tracks that you guys have I would guess you guys are planning a record soon.
EP. In about a month, we'll have like five songs on the EP.
Maybe some remixes, huh?
TK remix.
The last record I got from you guys, I mean, there were like about 20 songs.
Yeah.
So that was a couple years ago.
I could definitely give you a CD with up to, you know, whatever, 100 songs. But officially only five that the band has recorded with all their instruments played from start to finish.
There you go. Well, let's listen to this track, Hoodie. That's a somewhat hot topic right now.
Literally at Hot Topic in the mall.
What is Hoodie?
Hot Topic in the summertime.
What does that mean?
Anyway.
A
So anything you want to say about this tune, or should we just listen to it?
Well, this song actually has lyrics, so that's about it. And I don't know. Anything else?
Well, I'd like to say Chad wrote all the lyrics, but then I actually had to go back and
correct them.
No, I record them. He wrote them for me. So he recorded it, he sang everything, and then I learned it all. And then most of the vocals, lead vocals on this song are mine. So.
All right, well, let's listen to it. This is Imagine I Am and a new track called Hoodie.
I have no buffer, as I say. The only difference is no way. Maybe that everyone weather to know whether you is weather if I'm saying so. What's up? Say hi. I don't have a problem with you wearing your hoodie, cause I did it without. And with that, can't you see how easy? Like that's nothing with some clearly, but really, like I'm having it. Whatever the color of your hoodie, yeah, I'm talking to you however you see. And you can step forward, you can back it on up, watch out. Now I'm getting what you see is what you get. Are you hearing this? You're hearing this?
Imagine I Am. Imagine that. It's a Hoodie. A brand new track from the group. And hey, it keeps getting better and better, man. That's awesome. That's really, really a great track.
Thanks.
Now again, let's this will be a free show tomorrow night, Friday night at Artmosphere. Again, it's Imagine I Am, Christine Pierce and the Pits.
Mm-hmm.
And that will start the usual time around
usual
10-ish.
Show time.
Okay.
So 9,
whatever's
10,
everybody feels
everyone's
like
there.
And it's totally free of charge. So, please attend this event and then find out more about why you should not smoke.
That's right. There'll be petitions there to sign if you support it. So you can just come by and do that even if you don't want to stay at the show.
I mean, seriously, guys, if you don't smoke, you know, At Downtown Alive, I can smell a cigarette from 30 feet. Mm-hmm. I really do. I didn't realize that until recently. Yeah. Whenever they started saying, well, look, no smoking at Downtown Alive. Of course, people still do. So, you know, and I'll catch a whiff and I'm looking and there's this guy. He's like 30 feet away from me. So, you know, if that happens outside, just think inside, you know. Mm-hmm. It's as simple as that. It makes common sense.
Just be nice. Just be courteous.
Be nice, exactly. That's all it takes. And again, tell us a little bit once more about the Tipitina's Co-op.
Yeah. It is at
contact information.
203 Jefferson Street, downtown near the underpass in the Rosa Parks post office. We have a new phone number, so get a pin out. It's Lafayette@tipitinas.com, or you can just Facebook us, look it up online. And the number is 534-0951. And our hours are Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
All right, that sounds good. Imagine I Am and all the other guys, and Tips is all happening. And also just got a call from the Jacob and Paul show mentioning that T-Cat is going to be on this Sunday.
It's true, this Sunday.
So we wanted to hear. I've been wanting to hear T-Cat. Every time you guys play, I never make it. So maybe I'll tune in.
Looking
forward to that first recording.
We're also playing
with
Quintron and the Carbon Poppies in early June. So
at the Blue Moon, yes. That's going to be a big show as well. So anyway, well, look, thanks, guys, for dropping by and giving us the skinny on Tips and this this big event Friday night. And we're going to go out with another new track from Imagine I Am. Tell us what this one is. Somebody.
This song is called This Song.
This Song.
This Song.
And it's you're here. It's all instruments basically compared to the last one with just drums and
bass and vocals.
It's real, really beautiful, kind of classically kind of sounding. Is that all I should say?
That's good.
Thank you so much for having us, Cecil.
Thank you, Cecil.
No problem.
I do rumpy die.
this song, a new track by Imagine I Am. Quite impressive new material from this group. Again, they'll be performing along with Christine Pierce and the Pits Friday evening at Artmosphere. A playlist for this program, as well as other locally produced shows here on KRVS, can be found. Well, I'll put it up later after the show's done. I'll put up a listing of all of the songs you heard, the artists, the albums they were taken from, the labels. All that info will be at www.krvs.org, where you can also pledge your support to non-commercial public radio for Acadiana. Simply go to krvs.org and with the Pledge Now button, and in about 2 or 3 minutes, you'll have done your part to help KRVS. That's www.krvs.org. This album came out this week. This is new from the group Crystal Fighters. And their new album is entitled Star of Love, and this is aptly titled. Well, it will be aptly titled very soon in the summer.
Come on, show me something wrong. when your life's tough. Put your luck in the stars, the people from afar, afar. Is it just your own reality bouncing right back at you? Got so many feelings and you wonder where they're coming from. An electrical storm. Can you believe what you see? Believe what you feel? Believe what you see? I'm so original, I better think some more. Have you ever heard a song that sounded too familiar, like you heard it before? Where do my ideas come from, and where did they go, go? And how should I know? The energy I'm feeling, is it coming from me or you? Can you believe what you see? Believe what you feel. Believe what you see.
Music by Bloodroot Kids. That's right, it wasn't Jamon when it started out at the beginning. That was Bloodroot Kids with Lightning from their self-titled debut album. Before that, Crystal Fighters with a record that came out earlier this week, A Star of Love, and that was a track called In the Summer. You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Support for KRVS and the concert calendar comes from Show and Tell Productions, offering concert sound, lighting, and audiovisual production services and installation. Contact information is available at showandtellpro.com.
Time to look at that medicine ball calendar for this week. This evening it's Don Puebla at Artmosphere. The Sheltonian Jazz Groove Institute holds the session at the Blue Dog this evening. The Memphis Strange will perform at the Blue Moon. It's T-Ray and Sean Bruce teaming up at Jefferson Street Pub. And King Louie. I'll be at the Wild Salmon this evening. On Friday, a big Friday as always in Southwest Louisiana, Warren Storm, Willie T, and Cypress will perform at the Opelousas Music and Market, downtown Opelousas, tomorrow evening. The Creole String Beans will be on hand for a performance at Downtown Alive, and this will be coinciding with the annual bread pudding taste-off. That's in Parc Sanssouci tomorrow. Creole String Beans and the bread pudding taste-off. Also, a free show at Artmosphere featuring Imagine I Am, The Pits, and Christine Pierce. We've been talking about that for the last half hour. J.C. Melosa and the Bayou Rock Band play Antlers. The Onlys will be at the Blue Dog on Friday. Lil Buck Senegal plays the Blue Moon. Ronnie Weiss will perform at Dewey's in Youngsville. Cedric Watson plays McGee's Landing in Henderson. Tony Gulas will be at the Oasis Sports Bar. It's Kung Fu Pineapple at Scotty's Ice House. Harp, Black Tusk, and White Light Cemetery play The Station in Broussard Friday night. And also Friday, it's Lil Wayne and Same Old Two-Step playing Whiskey River Landing. On Saturday, the Rebel Rousers, the Howdies, and the Von Dukes all play Artmosphere. The Modern Jazz Movement will be at the Blue Dog. Cedric Watson and Bijou Creole at the Blue Moon Saloon. Chubby Carrier and the Bayou Swamp Band play Lakeview Park. The Right Lane Bandits will perform Scotty's Ice House. It's the Wayne Burns Band at the Shed. And Michael Juan Nunez and the American Electric play the Wild Salmon Saturday. Moving to Sunday, Horace Trahan plays Whiskey River Landing. And Sunday evening, a special performance by music legend Graham Parker. He'll be performing with Bob Andrews, the original keyboardist and vocalist for Graham Parker and The Rumor. They'll be performing at Vermilionville's Performance Center, a special concert Sunday evening, 7:30 p.m. Check out the website, vermilionville.org, for ticket information. Again, that's the Graham Parker Duo with Bob Andrews, Millionville, this Sunday night. And stay tuned. Coming up at 12 noon today, it's Lee Klein, Peter with Old Gold. And at 1 o'clock, it's Joanna Devine with Local Produce. Quartet in the background doing a track called Snow Monkey. There's a new album by the Chris Robinson Brotherhood coming out called Big Moon Ritual. It'll be out early next month in about another 2 or 3 weeks. And from it, this is the track called Rosalie.
with me a little while.
to the Summer of Love, 1967, and some Haight Ashbury rock by the Grateful Dead, the Cream Puff War from their debut album. And before that, Black Crowes vocalist, lead vocalist Chris Robinson and the Chris Robinson Brotherhood have a new album coming out called Big Moon Ritual. It'll be out next month, and we heard a tune called Rosalie. Wrapping up this edition of the Medicine Ball Caravan, which was produced live in Cypress Lake Studios here on the campus of UL Lafayette, who join you in support of this station. Programs on KRVS are also made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Raul Bro is in tomorrow.